Welcome to the next in the series Hot Gay Stories by Liam Williams. In the next of our stories, young Justin has a new and unlikely experience with a new teammate. Justin had to admit that the older he got, the less it became about the sport. During the later years of high school, he had told himself it was about the bonding, the kind of male bonding that only happens when you see each other naked in the locker room 3 times a week. But as he left school and joined the local representative team, he had realised it wasn't just the locker room that added that extra interest. He had kept those interests a secret, but the fact that 3 times a week he got to stand around with a group of young, fit athletes in various states of undress was a big part of what kept him coming back to baseball. What then motivated Justin to train extra hard was the opportunity to be selected as part of the state representative squad. That selection meant training camps. Training camps meant going from 3 times a week in the locker room to 7 days a week for 2 weeks. This was where he was headed now, on the bus to the state training facility. It was summer and it was hot. The squad sat on the bus in their training gear, singlets and shorts, plenty for Justin's subtly wandering eyes. He wondered who he would be rooming with. David and Angelo were guys he had roomed with before. Either of them would be great. David didn't bother to wait until his morning wood had subsided to get out of bed, which resulted in a great view in his briefs. Angelo didn't realise Justin was a light sleeper and heard him beating off under the sheets most nights. There were a couple of new guys on the squad this year, though. The one that caught Justin's eye was Corey, a tall brunette who had either received the wrong size training singlet or had put on some serious amount of muscle since ordering it. Justin would be quite happy with him as a roomie. The manager stood up at the front of the bus as they neared their destination. With clipboard in hand, he began to announce the room allocations. Justin smiled to himself as David and Angelo were allocated to share. He wondered if David would get to hear those shuffling sheets. "Justin," the manager checked his list. "Lincoln." Justin quickly looked around, hoping Lincoln would make himself known. It was a name he didn't know, another new guy. As Justin searched, a mop of shaggy blonde hair popped up above a seat at the front of the bus. Below that mop was a pair of bright blue eyes and a broad grin that immediately caught Justin's eye. Lincoln spotted Justin, winked, and sat back down as quickly as he had popped up. Justin settled back into his seat. This was going to be fun. "Hey, Remy." Justin felt a hand on his shoulder and turned to see Lincoln. "Hey, Lincoln," Justin replied, doing his best not to make it obvious he had been caught in those blue eyes for too long. "Great to meet you," Lincoln said. He smiled broadly, stuck his hand in Justin's and shook hard. Justin couldn't stop himself from smiling. He had heard about infectious energy, but had never encountered it so strongly in someone before. Lincoln radiated confidence, and Justin found himself swept up very quickly. "So where's our room? You've been here before, right?" Lincoln asked, swinging his bag casually over his shoulder. "Oh, yeah," Justin replied, snapping himself back to reality. "Number 6B, this way." Justin led Lincoln into the building. Lincoln talked the whole way down the corridor, mainly about how much he was looking forward to the training camp. "Mate, I can't wait," he said. "This team seems great. Some great blokes. I hope I can keep up." "I'm sure you'll be fine. You're looking in good shape," Justin replied. He had now perfected the art of complimenting a guy's fitness rather than his body. "Thanks, mate. You do too. You must have done a few squats to get that booty," Lincoln laughed. As well practiced as Justin's conversation had become, he didn't know how to respond to such an open compliment, especially a compliment on his ass. "Chicks must dig those strong legs, eh?" Lincoln continued, shattering Justin's hopes of being allocated another not-so-straight teammate this year. "I go all right, mate. Can't match those guns, though," Justin eventually replied, falling back into the conversation. "A little lopsided, but that's what happens at our age, eh?" Justin turned to try and confirm whether or not Lincoln had just made the kind of innuendo he had hoped. Lincoln winked, taking care of the confirmation for him, but before Justin could come up with a suitably witty reply that didn't sound too interested, they arrived at their room. "6B, yeah?" Lincoln asked. "Aren't you meant to be showing me the way?" Justin blushed slightly, realizing he had been so caught up in Lincoln that he had almost walked straight past the room. "Oh, yeah, this is it," Justin excused himself. "Must be tired from the bus trip." Justin opened the door and led the pair into the room. "I know how you feel. I'm spent too," Lincoln said. If this was Lincoln when he was spent, Justin knew he wouldn't be able to keep up with him in full force. "Which bed do you want?" Justin asked. "Your choice, mate. I'm the new kid." Justin laughed and placed his bag on the bed closest to the window. He opened it and started rummaging through, pulling out his change of clothes for tonight's team dinner. "Oh, don't forget, Lincoln," Justin said. "We have a team dinner shortly. Better change." "Oh, cool. Mind if I take the first shower?" Lincoln asked. Justin turned around to answer, but the words caught in his throat. Lincoln was standing by his bed, completely naked, with a body that looked like something out of a surfwear catalogue. Justin did his best not to stare at the chiseled abs and that seductive V that led to a smooth, uncut cock. Sure, Justin stammered. "Sweet." Lincoln grabbed his towel and walked into the bathroom. Justin sat on the edge of the bed, taking a moment to compose himself. He willed his cock to go down, just in case Lincoln's shower was quick and he returned while Justin was tenting in his pants. Lincoln's confidence wasn't confined to just conversation. Justin could understand why. With a body like that, why hide it? Justin continued to unpack his bag, hoping to calm himself and to get the blood flowing to other parts of his body before Lincoln came out of the bathroom. It was going to be a tough couple of weeks if Lincoln kept stripping off at the slightest opportunity. Justin heard the water in the bathroom turn off and turned as Lincoln came out. Lincoln was still naked, drying himself as he walked into the room. Justin struggled to keep his eyes away from the still glistening body of his roommate. "Hey dude, I got a question," Lincoln said as he rubbed the towel over his smooth balls. "Yeah?" Justin replied. "So we're here for 2 weeks, right?" Lincoln asked as he flung the towel over his shoulder, his full body still on display. "Yeah?" Justin tried counting how many triangles featured in the pattern on his bedding. That might stop his cock from rising due to the unhindered vision of Lincoln's wet body. "What are we going to do about jacking off?" Justin froze, unsure of how to respond in a way that would seem open but not too eager. "'Cause I ain't abstaining," Lincoln continued. "Well, the shower?" Justin suggested. "Could work. Missed my chance for that then, I guess. Should have asked earlier." "Well, I've got nothing to hide." Lincoln sat back on his bed, his cock lying against his thigh. "Clearly." "So, you mind?" Lincoln's cock was undeniably growing. "Like, well, I can't go to team dinner like this, can I?" Lincoln's cock had quickly grown to its full, rigid 7 inches. "Yeah, I guess not." Justin couldn't stop his cock from growing, but with Lincoln so boldly on show, he didn't need to hide his arousal. Lincoln wrapped his hand around his cock and started stroking, accepting Justin's lack of response and the tent in his pants as permission. "Gonna join me or what?" Lincoln asked. "I don't care if you look." Justin realized he had been staring at Lincoln's hard cock the whole time, and his own cock was pressing urgently at his shorts. He quickly shucked them, releasing his dripping cock. "There we go," Lincoln said encouragingly. "No big deal, right? Sometimes guys just gotta get off." The boys slowly stroked together. Both of them seemed focused on Lincoln's thick cock. Justin, having been granted permission by his showy roommate, was watching the skin roll in his hand intently. "Boys!" A thumping at the door interrupted their stroking. "Dinner! Now!" Justin and Lincoln stopped and looked at each other. "Shit!" Lincoln exclaimed. "Now!" came the voice back through the door. "Coming!" Justin yelled back, reaching for the pair of jeans he had picked to wear to dinner. "Dude, we can be a couple of minutes late. Gotta finish," Lincoln said, his hand still holding his cock. "No way. Official team meeting. If we're late to this, it's a black mark day one." Justin stood and jammed his semi-erect cock into his briefs. "We gotta go." "Fuck! Fine." The boys dressed quickly and were out the door. "Dude, look," Lincoln said, gesturing beneath the table at the back of the dining hall. Justin's eyes followed the gesture and immediately saw the clear bulge Lincoln was making in his jeans. Justin laughed at his roommate's predicament, but his own cock quickly followed suit. "I knew this would happen," Lincoln said. "Finish up, let's go." Justin smiled and finished his meal off before pushing his plate aside. "Nice," Lincoln said, shoveling in the last mouthful. The boys slid their chairs back, ready to head back to their room when the coach stood up at the front of the room. "Okay, boys, listen up," the coach started. "We've got a bit of housekeeping before we call it a night." "What the fuck is this?" Lincoln asked. "Shit, he's doing one of his speeches," Justin replied, rolling his eyes. "There are just a few things I'd like to run through," the coach continued. "Firstly, the training schedule is available from Larry. Pick one up as you leave dinner. Is he going to be long? Lincoln asked quietly. He can be. Shit. The boys sat at their table listening to the coach. Almost in sync, they adjusted the boners in their pants. Justin knew he was going to get a great show when he got back to the room. Next up, I want to discuss locker room etiquette. Justin sighed, shifting in his chair. Sportsmanship extends to your teammates as much as it does to your opposition. Lincoln's eyes darted around the room at his teammates. We're all here for the same reason. We want to make sure we get the best out of this squad. Fuck it, Lincoln said under his breath. Lincoln's hand disappeared beneath the table, and Justin faintly heard the zipping sound of the opening of his jeans. Justin looked at his roommates wide-eyed in shock. Was he really getting it out here? We want to see you in your main position, but we also want to be open to other spots on the field. Lincoln turned and winked at Justin, shrugging his shoulders. Are you... Justin asked. No one can see back here. Why wait? Lincoln said, shuffling his chair back to show Justin he was serious. Justin got a full view of Lincoln's throbbing cock leaking in his hand. We've organized a practice match against another team for the end of the camp. Shit, Justin sighed, reaching into his pants and removing his cock. Lincoln and Justin sat side by side at the back of the dining hall, stroking their cocks slowly beneath the table. The angle of their seating meant they had a view of each other, but no one else in the hall could see. We're going to have a great camp, boys. Hard work, but very rewarding. Justin had to be careful not to spend the entire time looking beneath the table. He faced forward just enough to ensure the coach wouldn't notice that he had hardly heard a word he had said so far. Justin's cock was leaking into his hand, his exposed head now slick with pre-cum. He could see Lincoln's foreskin rolling over his wet head, the pre-cum collecting in the extra folds of skin. Lincoln sighed again, and Justin knew his roommate was enjoying this as much as he was. Justin peeked below the table again, just as Lincoln lifted his hand off his cock. Justin slowed his stroking, wondering why they were stopping. Justin didn't have to wander for long. Lincoln took Justin's other hand and moved it onto his thick cock. Justin could hardly believe what was happening. He had met Lincoln just over 2 hours ago, and now he was jerking him off, under a table, with 30 other boys around. And lastly, I want to talk about treating your roommate right. You've got to share a space, so be nice to each other. The boys looked at each other. Lastly? Justin whispered, a note of panic in his voice. Finish me off, Justin whispered, returning Justin's hand to his cock. Justin jerked hard and fast, his hand moving quickly over the thick meat in his hand. He felt Lincoln shudder and knew he was close. Lincoln's hand stuck out and gripped Justin's cock. This was it. Lincoln's other hand reached up from beneath the table, grabbing at whatever napkins were within his reach. He gasped and Justin felt his cock throb in his hand. Lincoln reached back under the table just in time. He held the napkins under his cock and his body shook as he fired into them. Justin watched closely, forgetting completely about everything else in the room. Lincoln's cock pulsed, firing a massive load into the waiting napkins. Lincoln breathed heavily, coming down from his intense orgasm. Justin realized he was right on the edge himself and quickly took the pile of soiled paper from Lincoln's hand. Justin gasped and panted heavily. It took all his efforts not to moan out loud as his cock pumped shot after shot of cum into the napkins in his hand, adding to Lincoln's considerable load. So boys, have a great camp, enjoy yourself, and work hard. The coach finished his speech and sat down. Slowly the other boys stood from their tables. Lincoln and Justin looked at each other and then at the mess in Justin's hand. Lincoln quickly put his wilting cock away and held his hand out. Justin handed the napkins over and watched in awe as Lincoln casually dropped them into the water jug. That should cover us, Lincoln smiled. Holy shit, Justin said. I think we're going to have a good camp, man. Damn right. The boys stood from the table, subtly adjusting their junk as they fell in behind the rest of the team on their way back to the dorms. So, I think we've embraced what the coach said about treating your roommate well, Lincoln laughed as they entered the room. Certainly have. I got to ask, man, Lincoln continued. Are you... Yeah, Justin paused. That okay? Justin hadn't told many people he was gay, only a couple of close friends, never a teammate. Dude, you just jerk me off like a pro. I'd say that's fine. Justin laughed, mostly with relief. Lincoln had already stripped naked, clearly comfortable with the current situation. He sat on the bed. As long as you don't mind that I'm not, Lincoln said, the implication being that he was unlikely to be returning the favour. Fine by me, just keep it between us, eh? Sure thing. Justin stripped and sat on his bed. His mind was spinning with the possibilities that lay ahead. "Another question," Lincoln asked. "Was I your first... my first guy?" Justin replied. "Nah. If it was your first guy, you wouldn't have known what to do with my skin," Lincoln said. "Your first teammate." "Yeah," Justin replied. "I mean, I've always thought about it, but couldn't work out how to make a move." "Well, I think I helped there." Lincoln winked before turning out the lights. "Night, Roomie." "Night." Justin's head hit the pillow and he quickly fell asleep. He knew this was going to be a great week. Thanks for listening to another of my Hot Gay Stories. I hope you enjoyed. Feel free to share it with your friends. Give us a rating and a review on whichever podcast platform you're listening. If you'd like to read more of my stories, you can find links in the show notes to my website, my socials, and my Patreon if you would like to offer your support. The Patreon features a part two of this story featuring Justin and Lincoln. Thanks again for listening.